This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Advice number three. Be more concerned with the quality of your worship than its quantity. Who is greater in the eyes of Allah? One who's a pilgrim on a yearly basis, but when arrives, he's looking for shortcuts and simply can't wait to throw it all behind him? Or is it the pilgrim who has barely enough money to catch a bus ticket, let alone a flight for Hajj, but observes the pilgrims on TV as pain tears into his heart and he cries his eyes out, wishing to be with them? Who, I ask you, is dearer to Allah from these two individuals? Who is offering the better quality here? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah said, He is the one who created death and life. Why? In order to test which of you will be best indeed. Underline that word, best. He didn't say most indeed. Who will be best indeed? Quality of the ibadah. And you will be amazed at the 21st century express versions of Hajj, where some will arrive at the very last hour of the day of Arafah, and they will sit at the very edge of the boundaries. Then, when the sun has set, they go back to their hotels and relax. Is this the Hajj that Allah wants? What about Muzdalifah, you ask? They say, yeah, it's okay, I can compensate for it by giving a sacrifice. Okay, what about the nights in Mina? Yeah, I can compensate for that by giving a sacrifice. What about the pelting of the stones, the Jamarat? He says, yeah, I can compensate for that by giving a sacrifice. So what's left for him? What's left exactly? Well, what's left is a tawaf and a sa'i. So, in other words, he's going to remain in the comfort of his hotel room or his home city and returns back for tawaf and sa'i when the congestion has lessened. That's the end of his Hajj. He didn't shed a sweat. He didn't fatigue in the least. He wasn't exposed to a single particle of dust. And then he says, Alhamdulillah, good news, I do Hajj every year, mashallah. Akhi al-Kareem, there's more to Hajj than that. Focus on the quality of your Hajj, your sincerity, your presence of heart, your sense of bankruptcy to the King, as opposed to offering Allah Almighty loose change and then priding yourself for that. Focus on the quality of your worship, not so much the quantity.